Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Before I was married, I read in a bride's magazine that you should have some goals as a married couple. So after Bob and I were married, we sat down and wrote out some goals, some financial goals, some things that we'd like to do, and we had our 5-year plan, our 10-year plan. The problem was that my sister, who had already been married a few years, saw this and burst out laughing. She just howled with laughter. I was not amused. But she knew something I didn't know, that in planning our goals, life happens. And life doesn't always turn out the way we plan. And now I'm a planner. I like to plan ahead. I like to look ahead. But sometimes life gets in the way. Life gets in the way quite a bit when I look at the scripture for today. The disciples asked Jesus, I don't know why they did this, but he was talking about the temple because they were bragging about the temple and they said, look at this temple. Everything looks so beautiful. And he said, you know, folks, in a few years, that temple's going to be destroyed. And they asked the question, well, tell us about it. I would not have asked that question. And so he went into great detail about the destruction of the temple. That's right before this passage. Now, I can imagine that they were scared out of their minds. But when I read the paper, when I look at the news, I can be scared out of my mind too. I just saw recently that in disaster preparation, there's a new preparation going on in certain cities. Now, we have disaster preparation for hurricanes and for earthquakes and active shooter, unfortunately. And now they're talking about nuclear disaster in the United States. I'm not sure I want to know what the future holds. I used to want Jesus to give me a roadmap so I could follow it and go into a future. I'm not sure I want to know. So how do we face an uncertain future? How do we face a future that we want and then we know life is going to happen and it might not turn out the way we want? Well, I'll tell you what you don't do. Don't go out and buy books like Left Behind or books that talk about the rapture, or books that talk about how God's going to come back, because Jesus said, nobody knows. Now, if Jesus said, nobody knows, it's not for us to know. Why do we want to know? What we do want to know is that Jesus said, I will be with you, even to the end of the age. So don't rush out and try to figure out the future. Don't go to somebody who says they have a crystal ball and know. Don't go on a hotline that says, you know, I can tell your future. Save your money. Don't do that. Don't lay in bed with the covers over your head. Do hang on to hope. Because when after Jesus talked about all these terrible things that were going to happen, he said, the sun's going to be darkened, everything's going to go to heck in a handbasket, but then you're going to see the Son of Man coming in clouds, and he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds. In other words, there is no place that you can go that God's not going to find you. That darkness you're in at this moment, it's not dark to God. God will find you in your darkness. The despair that you might feel, God can find you in that despair. If you feel out of place, God will find you wherever you are. He said, I'll take you from the four winds. I will find you. So when we tend to despair, know that God is in that place with you. That's the first thing we do. And the second thing, when we're walking into a future that we do not know and that we're afraid of, he said, keep alert and keep awake. And we keep alert and keep awake, not for doomsday, not to see what next disaster is going to come, but we keep alert and we keep awake because God's put us here for a purpose. God's put us here to be his hands and his feet until he comes. So we keep awake and we keep alert for the things that we can do in this moment. Somebody I admire greatly once told me that she no longer lives for tomorrow, she lives right for today. And she looks at today's opportunities and she takes one step at a time today and she lives in that moment. Well, when you're living in that moment, you see the opportunities that are in front of you. And in this moment, we know that there are people in Door County that are struggling with cancer. So there are people who are awake and alert and are taking care of those folks who are struggling with cancer. We know that there are people with struggling paying their bills this winter. And so we have people like the Secret Santa program that are awake and alert to those opportunities to be God's hands extended. We know for people at Christmas time, sometimes that is the worst time of the year for them because they're so sad. There are so many unhappy memories. And so we keep awake and alert to surround that one with our care and our love and our compassion. There are so many opportunities right in front of us. So I would say, don't worry about the future. Look at what God has given us today. Look at the joys that are surrounding us today. Look at the opportunities that are surrounding us today. God will take care of each and every one of us. He knows exactly where we are, even sometimes when we haven't a clue. And he surrounds us with his grace, and he asks us not to look over our shoulders for what's coming next, but to be his eyes, his hands, his feet, reaching out to all those who are beaten down by life. Keep alert, Church of Jesus Christ. Be aware of all the opportunities God is going to give to us this week to be his agents. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you that our future is in your hands, that we don't have to worry what's coming next, and we know that whatever comes, you are walking with us. We ask that you would help us to be your agents of grace, peace, light this season, in Jesus' name. Amen.